Hey, my name is Derek Peterson from New and Dangerous Opinions. In today's episode of The Right Grift, where we analyze internet grifters, especially those on the right, especially those related to tech, we're going to take a look at Dissenter, the free speech web browser by Andrew Torba and gab.com. Honestly, I wasn't even going to review Dissenter or their extension or any of that stuff because it just kind of failed the launch. It wasn't really a factor. It wasn't a thing. Nobody was downloading it or using it at all. So I wasn't going to bother with it. But and it was kind of dead in the water, you know, or Alexa, you know, no one's using it. It wasn't really I thought it was just going to die. I haven't updated it. But recently he had an appearance on InfoWars for like an infomercial for this thing, for like a 30-minute interview. Alex spent like 30 minutes with the guy and talking about this thing. And Alex recommended to his listeners that they should download it, which is a terrible idea because it's, you know, if you don't listen to this video all the way through, just hear this, right? It reports all your IP addresses, every website you visit, and identifies it with you and your Gab account, right? Because you have to have a Gab account to use the extension. So it takes your identity there, identifies it, and keeps track of every single website that you visit, every URL you visit, and associates it with your IP and your Gab account, okay? Forever. Okay. So, and it hasn't been updated, so it's just not secure in the first place. Okay. So, full disclaimer, by the way, when I do these tech reviews, I own Hope Holdings, which is a alternative tech development company. We build what I call human friendly, which means basically that it's just free speech and privacy focused type technologies. All right, so let's get into this review. These tech grifters really get on my nerves because there is a huge problem right now with Christians, conservatives, you know, all different categories, even moms with autistic kids and people with Lyme disease and all different conditions and different things being censored on these social network platforms and other websites. And so when you have these kind of problems, you're going to have these opportunistic grifters that come in like selling snake oil to a bunch of sick people, right, that are desperate and take advantage of them and suck money out of them and don't actually deliver, make these huge promises and don't actually have anything real. It's just snake oil and they're just taking money from people, okay, and producing nothing in return. It's the last thing these people need when they're desperate and trying to find solutions, okay? And so it really gets on my nerves particularly, okay? So let's get into this interview that they did at InfoWars with Torba. I have a couple of timestamps here. That we can go to. I should have set it up. All right, so.
The most banned network in the world.
No, it's not.
I like Andrew Torba because he's got a lot of courage and he's a great Silicon Valley programmer who was rising up the ranks to the very top. He's a very skilled individual. He set up Gab with massive users. So they tried to set him up.
Okay, let's stop right there. Whole bunch of lies right off the bat. Whole bunch of false claims right off the bat. Okay, this grift is going to get thick, let me tell you. And this grift goes really deep. I can't get into all the grift in this video, but it gets super deep and super, you know, ridiculous. All right, Andrew Torba's not a programmer. Couldn't write a line of code. His life depended on it. Okay, he's like a philosophy major or something like that. Okay, and wasn't climbing the ladder in Silicon Valley or anything of the sort, right? Total bum, okay? Gab has about 2,000 actual users on it. This has been reported from a bunch of different sources. Now they're in the Fediverse, it's public, okay? Torba's claimed to have 1 million users, which is a false claim, okay? There's dozens of alternative social networks that have more traffic than Gab, more users than Gab does, okay? These are all ridiculous, ridiculous false claims, okay? Go back 10 seconds.
Who was rising up the ranks to the very top. He's a very skilled individual. He set up Gab with massive users. They've tried to set him up, tried to take him down.
So annoying.
They build your own thing.
The grift is thick.
Well, he's done it.
And ooh, they're coming after him. He built their browser.
Well, now they've launched Dissenter, that its own free speech web browser, which is critical.
Mm-hmm.
These Google web browsers particularly, but the Microsoft ones as well, spy on you and now control what you can see and do. So I couldn't think of a better time than to have Andrew Torba launch Dissenter. And again, this is not an infomercial, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing this because I support everyone else who is supporting freedom. And so everyone should go download.
He doesn't have anybody else on except for grifters, by the way.
More. People should all get their own social.
If anybody criticizes them or goes against their narrative, then they really don't have them on their show or promote them at all, right? So it's kind of a little grift circle, if you know what I mean.
On Gab, thank you for joining us, Andrew. You haven't been on probably in 6 months. And of course, you had the firestorm with the guy going into the Jewish center and shooting people 10 seconds after he posted on your site. When the guy went and shot up Christchurch and then streamed live on Facebook, they didn't blame Zuckerberg, but Zuckerberg and all of them piled on you and wanted you shut down.
The victim grift. Here it is.
Google Chrome.
Ooh, they. Any competition. Absolutely. They, right? You got to be careful who the they is. Sometimes the one saying they is the they. Okay. Here we go.
Totally, Alex. You know, you got me worked up here. I just became a father.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just had my daughter
here we go.
In July. And
the real grift.
This war that much more important to me. And it centers my focus. And God has been working in my life.
Oh, my. The Christian working, affinity grift.
You know, on Gab. Like to say, God is on Gab.
God is not on Gab.
Keep in mind here is that God is on our side.
Look at this. We're talking about tech. He just – Alex Jones, mind you, just made a bunch of false – statements about Torba. Okay. I guess he believes they're true. Torba knows they're not true. He knows Gab has 2,000 users, not a whole bunch of users. He knows he wasn't climbing the ladder in Silicon Valley. And he certainly knows he's not a developer or a programmer in any way, shape, or form. Right. But, you know, he starts in with the, I'm a family man. I'm a good Christian family man, you know, doing this for my daughter, doing this for all of you. Send me some more money. Baby needs a new dress. Right. This is pretty thick.
You're on
grift.
The side of good. And this really is a spiritual war that we are in, as you say, of good versus evil. As you mentioned, I was in Silicon Valley. I was in the belly of the beast. I was right next
to going
to
start selling
these people.
And blessed water pretty soon.
And I know what their next move is before they make it.
In the
and
mail.
That is something that we've used to our advantage. So while Gab started off as just trying to be an alternative to Twitter, we are quickly becoming the Silicon Valley alternative. You know, after last October, after the shooting, we were no platform from payment processors, hosting providers, domain services, you name it. Everything.
All right, this is another grift that they've been doing. Okay, I don't want to get – I mean, I could get sidetracked, and these grifts are just so thick. I mean, it's just so – everything they say is a grift, just about. Everything they say is not true, okay? Gab was deplatformed from Stripe. And most of these other services, nothing to do with the shooting, okay? They were deplatformed for child porn, okay? For having child porn and other porn behind paywalls and through their streaming service and things like that, okay? Before the shooting ever happened, okay? Here you go. Breaking. Stripe has frozen Gab. This is from Gab's account. Stripe has frozen Gab's account and given us until October 19th. That's before the shooting. The synagogue shooting, okay, the synagogue shooting was the very end of October, right? Given us until October 19th to remove any and all illegal adult content from the site, which they know is impossible. We've had this content and the NSF settings for 2 years with no issues from them until now. It's because they hadn't reviewed it. It's always against their terms of service from day one. You should have read the terms of service, known that it was illegal and not used them or not allowed it, okay? Pretty simple. Down here, I don't know if you can read it or not, it says, thanks for using Stripe during a routine review of your Stripe account. We identified your business as potentially being in violation of the Stripe sentence services agreement, section A7B, prohibited business and activities. Specifically, we're unable to accept payments for the sale of products or services that facilitates access to adult content, okay? They're selling porn behind paywalls, child porn, lolicon behind paywalls. I did a whole video on this, reviewing this. I had sent them links for months ahead of time. They knew about it, right? And then they tried to play the victim here like he's doing right now, saying that, oh, it's just because of this random act of violence everyone picked on us, right? Unfairly compared to these other services, right? No, it's literal child porn, which was behind paywalls, okay? Big grift, okay? The victim grift is a big, big grift.
And probably 30-plus different services, which, of course, you know all too well yourself. And we had no choice but to build all of these things from the ground up, including a web browser. And that's what we've done now with the center.
Whoa. Okay, so let's play this again, okay? So you just heard it from yourself, from the grifter's mouth, okay, that they built a web browser from the ground up. Okay, let's play it again.
And we had no choice but to build all of these things from the ground up, including a web browser. And that's what we've done now with the center.
Whoa. Okay. So they're saying, Torben is saying plain as day that he built a web browser from the ground up, which would be a pretty big undertaking. Honestly, I would, if he did that, that was good. I'd be like, whoa, that's pretty serious. Right. But that's not the case. Okay. That is an utter, absolute, total lie. That is fraud. And that's a lie. Okay. What they did, I don't know if I should get into this right now or play the rest of this. Let's look at this other timestamp real quick. And that's good enough, right? I mean, you know, I mean, he just goes on in this other clip to talk about how they have these services now that block ads and this and that, taking credit for all the features basically that Brave built. So let's take a look. What exactly is Dissenter? Okay. Here's their GitHub page. And you can see right here, a little Brave logo, Brave browser releases, okay? Dissenter, they changed the name, okay? Again, when all this happened, I sent Alex an email and threatened to do a video exposing all of this. That very night, I don't know if it's related, probably is, Gab changed the name of their Dissenter browser to Defiant browser, at least on their Git page they did, which I don't know why. They didn't change it on their own website. But here they seem to have, okay, which is very odd, okay? So what all Dissenter is they took this browser called Fork, or they forked this browser called Brave. So what is Brave? Brave is a free speech and open source web browser developed by Brave Software, Inc., based on the Chromium web browser, which is an open source project done by Google, actually. The browser blocks ads and website trackers. So that's the main, you know, and it's a very privacy focused. They don't report any URLs that you visit or any of that kind of stuff, or keep track of any of that kind of stuff or report it back anywhere, right? Which is very important. So that's all Dissenter is. They literally just took the Brave code, forked it, and then literally just change the logo. I mean, here's what it looks like when you set the thing up, okay? I think this is from one of the folks at Brave, which is pretty funny. It says, can I copy your homework? Yeah, just change it up a bit so it doesn't look obvious you copied. Okay. And this is embarrassing, right? So this is split screen here. So this is what it looks like when you load Brave, okay? This is what it looks like when you load Dissenter, the free speech web browser, right? All they did is change the logo, the background image, and the tagline here says, welcome to free speech internet. This is Brave the internet, Brave the new internet. I mean, they literally just steal other people's stuff, take credit for it, and slap the word free speech on it, right? And then try to raise money for it, right? This is a grift. This is fraud, right? Plain as day, okay? It's all it is, okay? So there's that. That's the grift part of it, okay? It's a false claim. It's a lie. They didn't develop a browser in any way, shape, or form. Okay. And it's ridiculous for them to claim that. If I was Brave, I would be really ticked off, right? After spending millions and millions of dollars developing this tech, to have some little weirdo taking credit for it and trying to raise money off of it. And on top of that, to make matters worse, is when he forked it, he started mocking them and calling them names and attacking them and things like that, right? Saying they're big tech and all these other things, okay? To his community, he's claiming to have built a web browser. They don't know any better, right? They're a bunch of, you know, mostly boomers, right? And they don't really understand what's happening. And, you know, they're like, oh, good job. Way to go, Andy. You made a browser. Free speech. Yay, we're winning. Here's some more money, right? That's what it's about, okay? And then to the people in the know, he's trying to undermine this good project and mocking them and calling them names, right? Saying they're big tech and they're evil and this and that, spying on people. All these are false claims, okay? This guy here, Brendan Eich, real quick, he's the guy that developed Brave. He's a smart guy, inventor of JavaScript, the programming language that this whole browser is actually written in. He founded Mozilla Project, which of course is the Firefox browser. He was fired from there for taking a stand. This was like 5 or 6 or 7 years ago or whatever now, for taking a stand for traditional marriage. Okay. So, not exactly, you know, the person that Torb was trying to make him out to be. Okay. And got fired from there and held his, stood his ground and then moved on. politely and started this Brave software, right? This Brave browser with these features built in that enables a lot of privacy and protection against all of these tracking that takes place online, right? Between sites, which is great. So, and Torba attacks them and tries to ridicule them and then takes the code on top of that, takes the code under, you know, and tries to take credit for it. Okay. Very frustrating stuff. So that's the grift. Okay. That's the grift part of it. Now let's talk about the dangers of Dissenter. Okay. So we go back here again. You can look real quick. This thing hasn't been updated. 4 months, 4 months, 3 months, 3 months. Closest it's been updated is 3 months. Okay. You look at Brave, 5 days. 13 days, 26 days, 3 days, right? Yesterday, okay? So this is being kept up to date, right? Gabs is not, okay? Which is very dangerous, especially for browser security concerns, things like that. Not a good move, okay? That's one concern. Next concern is a bigger concern, right? This is an employee at Brave, right? He did an analysis of Brave, of Dissenter and their extension. There's a call to dissenter.com from the discussion/discussion/begin extension path, along with it, a query string that appears to carry the current URL. Checking this from another page confirms the URL is sent in the clear to dissenter servers when expanding the extension. Okay. So it's sending your URLs to dissenter's servers and who knows where, right? Every page you visit, every URL, every page you visit, right? It's associating your URL with your GAB, with your IP, your GAB account, your IP, and URLs you visit, right? And storing and catching them all. Okay. Here's another statement he made. Oh, interesting. The Dissenter extension tracks all pages, even internal pages like settings that you go to inside the browser. It also loads font files from GStatic. Ouch. And it sends origin:dissenter.com in the HTTP request, forever associating your IP address with Dissenter. Again, it's reporting all of the stuff, right? And you can go read these, go look at these. Okay. It's very interesting stuff. And you can read these comments that people make and, you know, people aren't happy. People that understand it are understandably concerned. And, you know, this guy's calling it a honeypot and all this other stuff. You know, I mean, there's some interesting discussions in here and you can go read them yourself. It's difficult because you see all these tweets, you know, Brendan's replying to Get on Gab. Gab deletes all their tweets. Okay. And it's very frustrating. The guy comes in, makes all these ridiculous statements and then just deletes them. Right. And so it's hard to read the conversations, but Brendan leaves it all up there. So you can go in there and read these things for yourself. Here's a statement that Brendan made. Deleting tweets is weak, you know, talking about Gab, right? And classic. And it's very frustrating, right? So it's a fraud. They didn't make a browser. That's a lie. Torba's not a programmer. That's a lie. Gab doesn't have a million users. That's a lie, okay? These are all frauds, okay? Dissenter is reporting on all your IPs and sending the URLs back to who knows where. Okay. The code is not 100% open source. Okay. Here's a discussion that this guy had, Winston Smith. Okay. May or may not be me, an alt account. You can see here, he asked three questions. Where are you going? When are you going to open source Gab code? When are you going to open source all of Dissenter code? How many people are using the real website? Real humans. Okay. Sounds like something I would say. We're not likely, his reply, we're not likely to ever completely open all layers of our technology. We will be giving people tools to build sites that work with Gab. And that's all I'm saying for today. Okay. Number two, see number one. Okay. Their code is not open source. They have black boxes built into it that does things that nobody really knows. Okay. So that's that. It's a fraud. They didn't build a browser, right? It's a dangerous browser to use. Alex Jones should apologize to his listeners for recommending that they download this browser and endorsing this obvious scam and grift. Okay. And which they've had Gab has taken $3 million, mind you, to build a social network that doesn't work and to build a browser that they stole the code from and put a new logo on it. Okay. Very sketchy stuff. Okay. So why is all of this happening? Okay. I think it's more than just money in this particular case. Usually it's just the grift is just about the money, right? In this case, though, I think it's more than that. Okay. Because there's a pattern here. They've done the same thing. They did the same thing with Mastodon, which is an open source social network, federated social network program application. They forked Mastodon, attacked the owners, the creators of the thing. They don't create anything, right? They take other people's code, fork it, stick a logo on it, and then attack the creators, the ones who actually built it. So they're trying to undermine these real projects, these real free speech projects and privacy-focused projects. And they try to undermine them. They discredit them, mock them, take the code, try to take credit for all the code to get money, to suck the money out of the community, to siphon all the money away from real projects and give it to themselves, and then just burn it. They burned $3 million, right? And all they've done so far is fork Mastodon and made it into a complete abomination that doesn't work, right? You can't barely log into the site most days. You can't, you know, the threads don't work. The threading doesn't work. Notifications don't work. Can barely upload images. It's a total mess, right? Mastodon isn't great, but it worked, okay? And then so they undermine these things, they siphon the money away, and then, of course, they discredit it with really poor moderation. They discredit open source and free speech projects in general by leaving up illegal content and not moderating it properly and getting a lot of publicity in the process that makes us all look bad, okay? That's another possible scenario. Maybe they're just working against alt tech. I don't think Alex Jones is complicit in this grift necessarily. I think he just probably isn't very tech savvy and just believes whatever he hears. I hope it's the case. I hope he, you know, doesn't sponsor this kind of stuff anymore and stops doing it. And then the third scenario that I think is also very likely is because Torben made a big deal of this, is that the Brave browser has built into it a token system called BAT, which stands for Basic Attention Token, which is based on the Ethereum blockchain, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it's not. I mean, it's not awful. I just don't like the guys who did it. But anyway, and so basically you get rewarded for seeing ads pop up, right? It's off by default and it doesn't track you or send you, you know, user-specific ads in any way, shape, or form, but it has its own token, right? Torba that's the only thing Torba did to his browser is take that out and put in Bitcoin, basically, right? And so a year ago, though, Torba was very against Bitcoin, and now he's really praising Bitcoin. So what happens, I think, a lot of times, these Bitcoin whales, they sponsor e-celebrities and grifters to promote Bitcoin specifically and try to discredit all the alternative coins that are out there that compete with Bitcoin. Call them SHIT coins is what they do, right? And because, you know, they want to pump the price of Bitcoin because these guys are holding hundreds of millions of dollars of Bitcoin. And so for them, a little price increase means a lot. Okay. And this is going to get me in trouble with a lot of these Bitcoin whale psychos that are anonymous. But, you know, these altcoins that start to threaten Bitcoin come under a lot of heat. All these projects that are using altcoins come under a lot of heat from folks that it strikes me as very odd that they would be so aggressive and target something like Brave and this BAT token so aggressively, right? So that's another scenario. A lot of grifters that are promoting Bitcoin, they're getting paid by Bitcoin whales in exchange for their promotions, okay? To promote their product, which is their Bitcoin, okay? So those are the three scenarios as to why that they're doing this, other than just the normal, you know, grift of getting money, taking credit for something you didn't really do or promising something you're not really doing. Okay. So anyhow, don't download Dissenter, please. Right. Not a good idea. Just download Brave. It's a very good browser. It's open source. They do a good job of maintaining it. They do a really good job of making sure that it's all transparent. The guys that run it are all right there on Twitter. You don't like something, you have a question about something, you go hit them up on Twitter and ask them a question. Okay. We need to support real projects that are developing real free speech and real privacy type tech. And we need to destroy and humiliate the ones that are trying to take away from that and steal and grift off of it. Okay. So I'm Derek Peterson from New and Dangerous Opinions. And this has been my review of Dissenter, the free speech web browser. Grift.